USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans enjoyed prosperity under a President Trump administration, low inflation, 401k retirement savings flourished, low gas prices, secure borders, law and order was respected, President Biden changed the direction of America. In a primetime election speech Thursday, he lashed out at Republicans, blaming them for America's woes.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of a detailed list of property seized when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. Trump's lawyers agreed to the release. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As we head into a Labor Day weekend, one airline is walking the picket line.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Marine Corps veteran and police officer Thomas Webster, convicted of assaulting law enforcement during January 6, was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. He'll be a free man again in 2035. Safe travels to you and yours on this Labor Day weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
It's election time in America, and the president, being weighed down in his approval ratings, opted to yell at teleprompters Thursday and tell half of America they are bad people because he said so.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
Markets paid close attention to a meeting of central bankers and economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week for the simple reason Jerome Powell was speaking. The Federal Reserve's chair comments led to a sharp sell-off in stocks and a rise in Treasury yields. Another consequence was the fall of the Japanese yen this week to a 24-year low of more than 140 yen to the dollar. While the United States is expected to continue to rise interest rates aggressively as we fight this economic recession, the Bank of Japan has now held short-term rates in negative territory for more than 6 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.